Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good morning to you and welcome to the weekend. Sunday, it is the Drive Chip Butt Championship. Monday, they're gathering for practice rounds for the Masters. Today, we're hoping the funky weather at Shell Houston Open is done and gone and play will go on. And the weather at the ANA Inspiration at Mission Hills has been absolutely amazing. The play, fantastic. Even Michelle Wee. But first, Gary Planus' memorial will be held tomorrow at Hale Hokulani behind the second hole on the bay course at Kapalua between 3 and 5 p.m. Ben Hongo, the director of golf at Kapalua Golf Academy, a colleague and friend of Planus', let me know Tuesday evening via text. Easter Sunday, my phone rang out while I was preparing an early morning breakfast for my family, an unusual phone call from a friend in Texas. Do you know what happened to Gary Planus? People around the nation and the world were asking that question Easter Sunday. Gary Planus was Mr. Kapalua. He created the aura surrounding the Tournament of Champions. He made everyone who played or attended the Tournament of Champions feel special. Gary Planus was found in his home on the floor, unresponsive last Easter weekend. On social media, players like Ernie Els, Ricky Fowler, Morgan Pressel, Camilo Villegas, Jason Gore expressed their feelings of loss. Zach Johnson on Twitter, my heart aches with the loss of Gary Planus, a friend, golf ambassador, great host, and a part of the tour family. God's peace be with you, GP. Today, we'll say goodbye on the bay course at Kapalua. We'll be back with Ron Syrak, senior writer, Golf Digest. He's at the ANA Inspiration, the first major of the LPGA season, of course, the first major of the year. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, host to the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best.
And you can play at Poipu Bay today at 8:40, 9:20, and at 10:50. And a big shout out to the Kauai Island Federation. 50 kids going out to play group golf. It's so much fun when you get together with a bunch of people and go play a round of golf. A lot of fun this amazing summer and fall with golf. Two majors in 1 month, the Open and the PGA Championship, to make room for the Olympics in this Ryder Cup year. We've got all kinds of great events on the LPGA. And we're starting today with the ANA Inspiration at Mission Hills. I believe it's the longest running major on the LPGA, at least the longest where it's been played continually at Mission Hills. And of course, Ron Syrak, the senior writer for Golf Digest, will let me know if I've got that right or wrong. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hi, thanks for having me on again. And yes, it's the longest at the same venue, at Women's U.S. Open and the LPGA Championship, which is now the Women's PGA, or I've been around longer, but this is the longest one at the same venue, 45 years.
And it's absolutely stunning. That course is beautiful. It shows well on television.
Yeah, and then we're having, as you said, spectacular weather here this week. It's been like in the low 80s with not a cloud in the sky and very little wind. Normally the wind comes up in the afternoons here, but we haven't really had that so far.
We've had some, the leaderboard with Lexi Thompson, Ai Miyazato, Sung-Hyung Park, Suzanne Paterson, Lizette Salas, Lydia Ko, In-Gi Chun, Lee-Ann Pace. I mean, not only is the leaderboard terrific and Michelle Wee is not too far down, I believe, with a 70 and a 69, not only is the play fantastic, the storylines behind some of the players in this leaderboard, it seems like the putter is playing a huge role in the performances.
Yeah, we got a lot of people. Michelle Wee is putting her short putts now with the modified Jack Nicklaus stance, and sort of more bend in the knees and feet closer together. Ai Miyazato changed the loft of her putter. Katrina Matthews on the leaderboard went to left-hand low this week. Stacey Lewis has a different putter that she first put into play at Founders Cup a couple of weeks ago. Lexi Thompson changed putters. So often with putting, it's just a matter of confidence. And sometimes I find with me, any change that I make works for about a day and a half.
Yes.
You know, and then it goes away.
Isn't that funny? I don't know what it is. Maybe it's we concentrate more. We've got a new putter. You want to make, you know, you're thinking a little bit more. You're a little bit softer and it feels good. And then you go back to some of the old habits that are just ingrained in you. I want to talk a little bit more about Michelle's change. She's staying with the tabletop on the longer putts, which it was odd because that stance didn't seem to work for her when she wanted to go for the shorter range. And so now she's got that more hunched over, not quite as hunched as Jack Nicklaus, but the hunched over, as you said, feet closer together. And is that working for those shorter putts? Is that what's doing it?
It is now, you know, it's working now. And, you know, since she's gone to that tabletop stance, it's been a couple of years now, her long putting has improved significantly. And she doesn't three putt as often as she used to because she's lagging the ball better and she's not leaving herself 4 and 5 foot second putts. But she's still missing more 4, 5, 6 footers than she would like to. And that's why she's made this modification with the Nicklaus style stuff on the shorter putts. You know, when you ask her, what length putt do you do it on? She says it's a feel thing. You know, it's just there's no set distance, but it's just the closer to the hole she gets, the more likely she's going to be to go into that little hunched over stance.
I read some comments from David Ledbetter about sitting down with Michelle Wee and asking her to go back to her more, the swing she had when she was 14, 15, when we watched her, that big wheezy swing that was so much like Ernie Els that earned her the nickname. And he also said, though, that even though he's suggesting it and that she's one of the most amazing people who can change her swing, you know, from one day to the next, he didn't expect her to really stay with it. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, I really thought that she was one of the great field players that I'd ever seen. And I do think that she became too mechanical over the years. And she would, and David will say this, that she picks things up really quickly, and she had the courage to take things from the practice range out on the golf course really quickly. But you would see sometimes she'd fall in love with certain shots. Like when she learned how to hit a knockdown shot, she started hitting it like all the time, you know, and you don't need to hit it all the time. There are times when that's the shot that was called for. And I do think that she needs to go back to being a kid again and just play loose and carefree. The putter has always been a problem for her. Going back to, I was thinking about this the other day, and how astounding is this for a 26-year-old? I've been covering her for 14 years, you know, mm-hmm. and she struggled with a putter that whole time. But I think when David's talking about going back to playing like a kid again, he's talking not just about the swing, but I think he's talking about the enthusiasm too. Go out there and have fun.
It's hard, though, you know, when you're hurt and it's not working to have the fun that you have when it's all coming together.
Yeah, she's really had just an unfortunate series of injuries. Last year, she had bursitis in her hips. She had problems with both ankles. And she's had a whole lot of problems with food allergies and things like that over the years. And it's been one physical struggle for her after another. And it is hard to keep your joy in the game when you're battling things beside your golf swing.
Let's go to the leaderboard. Top of the leaderboard is Lexi Thompson, this really long hitter, and Ai Miyazato, who when she came out on tour, there were 60 reporters covering her. They had to open up an added ballroom space at the Turtle Bay just to accommodate the number of reporters that came out to cover her at the SBS Championship way back when. And she's not long, but she's extremely accurate. What is Mission Hills for these two players? Does Lexi have an advantage?
Yeah, Lexi has an advantage because she can get to all the par fives in two. There's no question. But she's really playing more of a par 68 course than a par 72 course. But the rough is up this week. It's the thickest I've ever seen it here. So the accuracy of I is going to count for a lot. You know, I'm somebody else who's talking about needing to get Joy back in her game. It's 4 years since she last won a tournament. And, you know, she's got 9 LPGA wins, 25 wins worldwide. But it's been 4 years since she won. And last week at Kia was her first top 10 in 3 years.
Wow.
And she talked pretty honestly this week about last week was the first time that I enjoyed being on the golf course in a long time. And she's carried that joy over to this week.
You speak about honestly. There was an interview with Stacey Lewis in the press room. It wasn't something that she did one-on-one with a reporter. She was actually sitting on the dais and talking about her life. And people always wonder, well, why isn't Stacey Lewis closing? Why is, you know, what's wrong with Stacey's game? And that the whole conversation brought her to tears, from what I understand. I wasn't there. Were you?
Yeah, I was, and she did break down after she finished it. It was remarkable honesty on her part. She became engaged in November, last November, to a guy, the women's golf coach at the University of Houston, Jared Chadwell, and they'd been going out for about a year before that. And she said that for the first time in her life, she has something that's more important to her than winning a golf tournament. And she said, those are words I never thought I would say. I'm figuring out now how to integrate that into my life, and I'm going to have to find a balance there. And I talked to her parents after her press conference, and they both said that's the first time she's articulated those feelings to anybody.
Wow.
You know, and it's like she had just sort of figured it out, like this is part of what's going on. Because if you look at it, since her last win, she's had 13 top threes and 10 runner-up finishes. And so she's been there. She's not playing badly. It's just like that super intense focus that you need to get it done on Sunday has been missing.
Yeah. And when you have a family, you know, and you're immersed in that, or you're starting a family, and I mean that in a couple is looking to the future, getting engaged is developing that family. Priorities start to shift, and you do become softer. There's a softer edge to everyone. When you see it when men on the tour have a child, all of a sudden it's like, you know, Jason Day, you know, he goes away for 5 months. I can't leave my baby and my family. And it's a completely different ballgame for
of the many, many, many remarkable things about Jack Nicklaus. One of the most amazing is that he became a father very early. I think he's about 22 years old when he had his first kid. And he and Barbara raised 5 children while he was out on tour. And the fact that Barbara was a full and equal partner with him really helped him make that. But he's one of the ones who really learned how to juggle all those balls. And if you look back on Nicklaus's playing schedule, he didn't play all that much. He'd play 17, 18 tournaments a year. And part of that was he thought that was best for his game, but part of it was he thought it was best for his family.
Excellent. Let's, before we take a break and do a little Masters preview and some of the changes in the Hall of Fame, the defending U.S. Open champ, Inji Chun, and the Hana Zhang, the father of Hana Zhang, they were on an escalator. Hana Zhang was there as well, I imagine. And apparently Hana Zhang's father lost control of a 15-pound bag, and it hit Inji Chun in the back while on this escalator, and damaged her. She was recovering from lumbar, sacroiliac, and pelvis injuries, knocked her out of 3 events, the HSBC Champions, the JTBC Founders, and the Kia Classic. So there's been a lot of controversy in South Korea, and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, but how it would impact. This is the Olympics coming up, and the Olympics may be one of the most important things to the South Koreans. Becoming great there and winning.
Yeah, and that's really complicated this whole thing. I mean, nobody thinks it was an intentional thing, but it was certainly an unfortunate thing. And there's some dispute as to whether or not the Chun camp feels that the Zhang camp apologized appropriately enough. But in terms of the Olympic team, 4 Koreans will be there for the women. And right now in that ranking, Hana Zhang is number 3. She's on the team as of right now. But Inji Chun is number 5 behind Amy Yang. So she's off the team right now. So it's important that she gets picks up some world ranking points to get in there. This tournament's worth double world, you know, a lot of world ranking points this week, so she has a chance to do well here. But she and Zhang and Yang are all in the mix right now. So they're battling for more than just this tournament. They're battling for those world ranking points that'll help them get on that team. Zhang and Chun were one group apart yesterday, and I decided to walk 18 holes with Inji Chun because I didn't really see much of her at the U.S. Open when she won, because I was following that final day, Amy Yang and Stacey Lewis. So I went 18 holes with her, and I went out in the range, and they were hitting both warming up at the same time, Zhang and Chun. And they could not have been farther apart on the range. You know, they were 20 bays apart, and you know it's sort of clear that you know I don't think anyone's going to be having the other one over for dinner all that soon.
Yeah, I got that sense, and I was surprised when Inji Chun said that she said it so well. It was in a perfectly cultural tone. It's not that important to me to play on the Olympics, but if I make the team, then I will be happy, or something to that effect. You know, it was, I don't know, diplomatically, I'm not going to be too excited, but I'd really like to be on the team. Did you get that?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's my understanding about the whole apology. Ritual and formality and doing things the right way is very, very, very important within Korean culture. And the sense that I'm getting, and most of what I'm getting is talk I'm picking up through caddies and other people on the range, is that while there was an apology for what was clearly an accident, the feeling is that the apology wasn't quite done as properly as it could have been done. And so that's sort of the point of contention right now.
We're talking with Ron Czyrak, senior writer of Golf Digest. I think he's going to his 27th Masters next week. Is it the 27th?
It is the 27th Masters, yep.
Fantastic. We're going to talk more with Ron Czyrak, senior writer, Golf Digest, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Someone said I was being very harsh when I said I would have written Tiger Woods right off if he had played in this year's Masters. And I said that on Twitter. He goes, harsh? I said, no, it's rather in a sense of love and concern. He'd gone to destroy his back and never come back. You know, I mean, you've got to take care of yourself first. And he seems to have learned that. He's 40. He won't be going into the Hall of Fame until he's 50. We're talking with Ron Czyrak, senior writer, Golf Digest. That change Hall of Fame qualification requirement, you were very much in favor of that, weren't you?
Oh, I've been, you know, when I was a Hall of Fame voter and they've changed the selection process, But when I was a Hall of Fame voter, I would, it was my personal choice. I never voted for anybody under the age of 50. I had a hard, you know, I mean, so that means I didn't vote for Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, or Vijay Singh, all of whom I would have eventually voted for as Hall of Fame members, all of whom are in the Hall of Fame. I just think that that it's sort of weird to be voting for people when they're still in the midst of their career.
Right. You know? As they reflect back on their career before they go out to hit balls to prepare for the next event.
Yeah, exactly. So I think 50 is a much more appropriate age.
Any other changes?
No, they've changed things so that, well, the main thing is going to be, and this will happen next time, is that Lorena Ochoa will be eligible to get in because they say either 50 or retired for 5 years.
Okay.
So she gets in because it's been more than 5 years since she walked away from the game.
But she still doesn't qualify for the LPGA Hall of Fame.
She's did not play 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's the requirement for the LPGA, which I think is a silly rule. You got enough points, you got enough points. What difference does it make how many years you went out there?
Yeah.
It's even more remarkable. I mean, I know, you know, in the case of Siri Pak, Kari Webb, Annika Sorenstam, they all qualified for the LPGA Hall of Fame before they were there for 10 years. But they had to wait until their 10th year before they were able to officially go in.
Right. Well, I hope if the Hall of Fame can change things, then I hope the LPGA can change that particular rule. We've got drive, chip, putt on Sunday. That's the beginning, really, of Masters Week, because the guys are gathering already in Augusta, getting ready for the Masters. Is this the 80th Masters? Amazing. Drive, chip, putt success. What do you attribute the success of this event to?
Well, you know, I went to the first one, it was really amazed. I was really amazed at the level of commitment that the Augusta National members and the club made to the event. And, I mean, there were a bunch of green jackets walking around that morning watching the kids play, and then a bunch of past champions showed up, too, to meet with the kids and talk with them. I think the fact that all of the partners in this, Augusta National, the USGA, the RNA, everybody is embracing it totally and really making the kids feel special. I mean, it's special alone that they just get to have the finals at Augusta National. I mean, how cool is that? It's televised on Golf Channel. That makes it special. And, I think the next thing you're going to see is they'll start to have qualifiers from around the world.
Oh,
and
wow.
And to become truly an international event.
Wow, that is awesome. What I do when I watch on Golf Channel, the vignettes they do about the different qualifiers, I got to say, these kids come from environments that are dedicated to them becoming successful. There's a lot of money that goes into making your junior golfer good enough to get to the finals, into the drive, chip, putt. And that's the one thing where somehow there should be, I don't know how to, maybe a community can subsidize a child's effort, but it's an expensive undertaking when I watch some of the kids who actually get to go see some of the top coaches in the world before they go to the drive, chip, putt qualifiers and then into the championship. It's marvelous.
It is a big flaw with junior golf in this country, and we have to figure out how to deal with that. I don't know what the answer is. I'm a big believer in bringing back caddy programs, and if it means that the USGA should get involved and help clubs subsidize revenue that they would lose from cart rental fees, you know, because the disappearance of caddies, it really closed the door to a lot of kids from working class and poor backgrounds to be exposed to the game and get involved in the game.
Exactly.
And, and those are the kids. That's the part of the talent pool that we're missing right now.
So Tiger Woods officially tells us yesterday, I'm not playing in the Masters. Surprised, Ron Cyrak, Golf Digest senior writer?
No, I wasn't. When I saw that video that he posted of him hitting balls, it was clear he was taking three-quarter swings with a 9-iron, which looked to me like he was a long way away from taking full swings with a driver. I also think it's the smart thing to do. If I was him, and look, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what his condition is. But I'd take the whole year off and make sure that I'm getting fully healthy. He's admitted that he's come back from injury too soon on several occasions. And I think if he's really serious about wanting to be competitive again, he's got to get himself in tight. He's got to do two things in my mind: get entirely healthy, take the whole year off, and reinvent himself. So the job one for him's got to be, priority one for him's got to be, put the tee ball in the fairway. He can't keep playing from the rough anymore. You know, his body's got a lot of miles on it. He's had a lot of injuries. He's hit a lot of golf balls in his life. He's got to come back with a control game and then just outthink the golf course.
Excellent. Now, how about Jordan Spieth? Not a great round yesterday. I think it was 69-73. How do you see him in his preparations for defending at the Masters?
I think that Jordan's going through what we see a lot of people go through when they win their first major championships, which is learning how to juggle time. You know, any player will tell you the most important word that you have to learn how to say is no. You know, you can't fulfill all the commitments that people want you to do. And I think that Jordan's a really smart guy and a really disciplined guy, and I think he's learning from that. And let's not forget, there's a lot of people on social media who are sort of like beating up on him a little bit. The guy did win the first tournament of the year.
correct me if I'm wrong.
So it's not exactly like he's having a bad season, you know. I mean, he's won a tournament. He won a tournament with a pretty good field of all winners from last year. So,
right.
I think he's a smart kid. I think he'll figure it out. I think Augusta, of all the majors, I would have thought that the Masters would be the hardest for him to win, because that's a long hitter's golf course, and he's not long. So in my mind, towards the career Grand Slam, he's got the hardest major out of the way for him.
Now, after 27 years, you've seen Augusta in all of the changes, the tiger-proofing it. What do you think of the most recent changes that they've decided to do?
Well, you know, I wasn't a big fan of a lot of the changes that they did, putting trees in between 14 and 15, putting trees down the right side of 11, lengthening some of the holes. I thought number 7 was a better hole when it was a short par 4 than a long par 4. But I do think that the people at Augusta National are really smart people who pay attention to things. And one of the greatest misconceptions about Augusta National is that it doesn't change. The fact is that golf course is a constantly evolving thing. They just change in a very controlled way and a very thoughtful way. And I think they will continue to get it right. And, you know, a few years ago, they realized that they had taken the roars away on Sunday, and they figured out how to get them back. You know, the great thing about Augusta is that you can shoot 30 on that back nine. You know, if you're playing great, it'll reward you. 30 may not be out there anymore, maybe more like a 32, but you can still make make big moves back there. Nick Faldo won 3 Masters. All 3 of those Masters, he trailed going to the back nine on Sunday. And, I you know, that's just part of what makes that course special and that tournament special. You can make up ground there. You can be 4 down with 9 holes to play, and you're not out of the golf tournament.
Excellent insight from Ron Cyrak, senior writer, Golf Digest. I don't really want to ask you who you think is, you know, going to win, but how about the dark horse? You know,
Well, first off, you know, we talk about the big 4 of Spieth, McIlroy, Day, and Fowler, and I agree that those are all contenders, but I think the big 4 is really more like the big 8 or 9 or 10 right now, because you got to throw Adam Scott in there. You never know which Bubba Watson and which Dustin Johnson are going to show up, and you got to like a guy like Justin Rose, who's always hanging around in majors. You know, I don't know if you really consider them dark horses,
no.
But two guys who haven't won a major, Matt Kuchar and Brent Snedeker, are two guys who always seem to put themselves in the hunt too. I feel like we're in that time period between when Nicklaus won the 86 Masters and then Tiger won the 97 Masters. That 11-year period in there, we didn't have one dominant golfer, but we had an incredible scramble at the top with Greg Norman and Nick Faldo and Curtis Strange and Sandy Lyle and Ian Woosnam, and it was just, and I feel we're in that time right period right now. We probably aren't going to have one overwhelmingly dominant golfer out there, but we're going to see some incredibly compelling rivalries amongst a handful of players.
Yeah, I'm thinking Louis Oosthuizen's time has come to finally win there. He was so close.
Yes.
Ron Cyrek, thanks so much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Daniel.
Ron Cyrek is a senior writer from Golf Digest. And, of course, we're going to check it out. What's happening at the Shell Houston Open with John Brooks right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Now, we're giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. Unpaid spokespeople. It's a $180 value if you are the ninth caller. We'll give you the code to Tathata Golf 60-day in-home golf training program. Opens the door to an entirely new way to learn the game of golf. 808-296-5467. Ninth caller, 808-296-5467. Okay? 808-296-5467. John Brooks is president of Sportscast Productions. And every year we get together during the Shell Houston Open to talk about what's happening as the guys get ready for, the Masters. It's next week, as we've been talking about. Welcome to the show, John.
Great to be with you again, Danielle. You know, we didn't get together last year, and I've been down all year long, so I'm feeling good again. And you've made me, you put me back in the spotlight, although it would be difficult to follow your previous guest because she's, without question, absolutely marvelous. And was a joy to listen to for the last 5 minutes, by the way.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. We tend to chat on this show.
Well, listen, it was great. It was great. You know, the very tail end of her visit when she made the very accurate statement about there may not be a dominant, but there will be a compelling mix of contenders and guys that will battle each other and always be right there in the spotlight, although there might not be that big bright spotlight like there was on Tiger for so many years.
Right. That was Ron Cyrek, the senior writer of Golf Digest, and John Brooks is president of Sportscast Production. That John Brooks has been covering professional golf for 27 years.
Actually 30 at the, now oh, listen, 30, oh, this is the 30th year at,
oh, my word.
At the Shell Houston Open. And I don't really cover golf that much, but this, you know, we do a lot of other things. But this event, I have worked, this is my 30th year. So I've seen a few things here at the Shell. And of those 30 years, the last 25, as you know, Danielle, have been under the sponsorship of Shell, which makes that the third longest sponsorship on the tour, which, you know, says a lot. You know, I was going to start our little visit with the new president of Shell, Bruce Culpepper, who's been in the background just down the ladder a little bit, knows all about the tournament, but something has happened on the course, so I think we'll flip-flop, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, I don't mind at all. You know where we're going, because we had for a while, Jamie Lovemark, Charlie Hoffman, Russell Henley, Will McKenzie, Ricky Fowler, Jim Herman, Dustin Johnson, Roberto Castro, Chez Revy, they're all at the top of the leaderboard. And the flip-flop is with Charlie Hoffman dropping from the tie with Jamie Lovemark, Russell Henley, who won the Sony Open in Hawaii a couple of years back. He's moving up the leaderboard. Tell us what you got.
Well, Jamie, he just birdied number three and takes the lead for the first time. He actually at one time yesterday got even with Charlie, who was already in, and then he dropped back and finished the round after 36 holes at 9-under. But he's birdied two of the first three holes to go to 11-under. As you said, that drops Charlie and Russell Henley in the second right now on the board at 10. And I think it's worth mentioning right now, Danielle, that we're through three holes with Charlie Hoffman, and he and Love Mark are playing in the in the same final threesome. But I think it's going to be interesting over the next 3 to 4. I may have lowered this number more than I need to, so I'll be conservative. Let's say over the next 6 holes of this round for Charlie Hoffman, we'll get him through the turn. I think it's going to be interesting to see where he is at that time, because while his 64 on opening day here was without a doubt his best start of the year, and remember, and you know, this is the guy who came off his banner year last year for him personally with over $4 million in winning, and he's, since the calendar went to 16, he's been in 7 tournaments, he's missed one cut, he hasn't done anything spectacular. He hasn't done anything just, you know, devastating, but he's just kind of been a journeyman during that time. And a lot of the problem has been that he's had himself pretty much like he is, maybe not at the top of the leaderboard, but close to it, coming in to the weekend. And I thought you'd be interested to see what he had to say, although let's face it, we've heard it before from golfers many times.
In terms, I've played well in the last few weeks. I've shot 3 or 4 over on the back nine on Sunday when I've been in the top 10, which in turn you have it go from winning a golf tournament to 12th to 15th place. So, I mean, that's big positions on the PGA Tour. Early in the year, I was struggling a little bit. Putter wasn't acting up and wasn't driving it great, but you go through the holes throughout the year. All in all, I feel great about my game, where it's going. Don't really worry about where I am on the FedEx Cup. As of right now, obviously, would love to get off to a little better start. Last year, I played real well in the fall. This year, I didn't. Fairly solid, and haven't really missed the cut, I don't think, since the beginning of the year. And just been playing pretty solid, just haven't been able to put 4 rounds together. And hopefully I can do that this week.
And there you go again. We've heard it, haven't we?
Well, yeah, we have. But, you know, the thing is the question always is has the player gotten to the point where Jordan Spieth has gotten so early in his career where he may have a couple of bad holes, but don't let that snowball. And then you get to par, you know, you get another par, and then you get your balance back, and then you go for the birdies. That is always the question of, you know, how will Charlie Hoffman recover from this early stumble into the weekend?
Yeah, well, without question. Now, I mean, he hasn't stumbled. I mean, he's parred the first three, but someplace along the line, you know, we'll find out if it's the same scenario that it has been early in the year, or, you know, is it going to reverse a little bit? The thing about it is, I mean, listeners to your show, and you have so many listeners that are definitely just submerged within the sport, and a lot of that's because of the great job you do. But the thing that I think sometimes, you know, you look at a name like Charlie Hoffman, here's a guy, he's 11 years on the tour, he's got 3 tour victories, you know, in top 25 finishes, what would you think his percentage would be after 11 years on top 25 finishes? Off the top of your head.
Oh, give it to me.
30.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's not, you know, that you know, when you look at Spieth at 65, and you look at Sergio at 58, and Dustin Johnson at 46 and like that, I mean, that figure's not there. You know, it doesn't compare, but still, it's just not, you know, it's not bad.
No.
And
well, he's on the tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's where you are. You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the guy I still think is going to win it, I think it's going to be Dustin Johnson. He's even through three. Yeah, he's at 8-under. I don't know. I've just got that feeling. You know, there was a while earlier this morning, I thought, well, this may be one of Phil's coming from off the pace, a little further back, but coming off the face because he birdied two of his first three, but he's given them back now. So he and Spieth are down the board at 4 under. You know, Danielle, when you look at the, and you're looking at the board, when you look at the top eight, okay, look at this board of those of the top eight on the board right now: Henley, Bob Mark, Will McKenzie, Jim Herman, Roberto Castro, and Chaz Reavie. They're at six of the top eight, and if any of those win, they'll have to call Augusta and say, get one more spot in the tournament.
And that's exactly what I was thinking this morning. When they started the round, you know, I was looking at the leaderboard when I get up very early in the morning after last night's round. I thought, you know, of this leaderboard, there are eight guys in the top 10. If they win, they've punched their ticket to walk down Magnolia Lane. I mean, how much better does that get? You know,
really?
And then watching Phil Mickelson go up those 12 spots with his 71 yesterday. Wow. You know, it's like this is really looking good. So, but Dustin Johnson is the highest ranked player on the leaderboard right now. He's doing so well. We're just having a few issues. But tell us, you know, the Shell Houston Open, as you said, Shell has been a sponsor for the third longest running sponsor on the PGA Tour. Are they going to continue?
Let's just hear a quick word or two from Bruce Culpepper. He just became, on April 1st, so yesterday, officially the new president of Shell. Marvin Odom, the former president, who was around for a number of years and was on this show too. Marvin is actually going to make the presentation to the champion here tomorrow afternoon. But Culpepper's been in the background, been very much involved in it. He's got an interesting quote again about the $64 million that has been donated by Shell over this 25-year span to children and all the charities. But he also has a little bit of a hint about what may still be ahead. So let's take a listen.
25 years is a long time, and I think to be able to say that we've done this for 25 years, you know, doesn't just happen, you know, without a whole lot of commitment and a vision and having a mission that's bigger than just the 1 week of golf. And that mission is trying to do what we say we want to do each year, is to give a chance to children. We absolutely do want to keep it going. And, you know, we've got a few years remaining on the existing contract, and we're in discussions right now about the possibility of extending that even further. So we're very optimistic and hopeful. And you would understand, you know, this is in a commercial discussion period. I can't say much about exactly what I think the terms might look like. But, you know, as I said, we're very much intent on extending it and trying to make it work for all the parties involved.
Excellent. That's really excellent news. Tony, yeah. Tony Finau, just wanted to mention, he's kind of our local link to this field. He won his first event on the PGA Tour last weekend. Really excited for Tony. He had a 68, followed with a 76. He missed the weekend. But it just shows you, I mean, you can be on your game. So if you're going out today and you don't have the best round, don't let it get you down. Everybody, including the best in the game, people who actually can play, you know, those 250 guys.
Yeah, right.
Right. They have bad rounds. So if it doesn't work, just take what you get, enjoy the scenery, and have a great day. That's the best. And now who are you looking at going into this Masters?
You mean out of here or for the Masters?
No, you're going with Charlie Hoffman.
I'm going for here.
Right.
I'm going to go with Dustin.
Excuse me. You're going with Dustin Johnson, yes.
I am. However, you know, we were talking there, and I think Ricky was, he was up to minus eight at one time. He's given one back. Ricky Fowler's through five holes, and he is at minus seven. Now, I wouldn't count him out. I think he's kind of lying back in the bushes, but right now, I mean, if you just do the percentages, you've got to think that percentages are in favor, at least at the moment, to another new face for the first time ever for the Masters. But, you know, there's still much golf left to play. But it's fun. It's fun to speculate.
I'm curious who you're picking to win the Masters.
Oh, you want me to do that?
Yes. I need to get.
I got you.
Yes.
I got you. Okay. I got you. Well, it won't be Charlie, because I was going to tell you later that Charlie Howell was my other dark horse for Houston. Because I think he might be up there real close tomorrow. You know, I've kind of had this in my mind. I mean, it'd be great to say that Jordan will repeat, and he certainly could. But if Dustin doesn't win here, history will tell you that coming out of the shell, especially dating back to 07, when all these changes began to take place here and more replication of Augusta and the number of players that were going to play in the Masters the next week, that total began to rise during this last nine-year span, you know, to play here. When they have played here and finished down the leaderboard here, they've had more success than if they won here, because when you look back in during that span, Danielle, only in 2010 with Anthony Kim, when he won, he finished third that year at the Masters. Last 2 years, the champions missed the cut. Best other than Anthony was Hunter Mahan in 2012, who went on to tie for 12th. But even when Phil won here in 2011, the next week he tied for 27th. Of course, now here's the flip-flop of that story. Phil had played here in 2010, and there was always still that speculation, you played the week before, but he had always done that, and then he proved that's not such a bad deal because he won the Masters in 10. But when Schwartzel won, he was 30th in this field, you know, the week before. So I'm saying this. If Dustin doesn't get the title here for me on my prediction, I'm telling you, I think he'll win it.
Excellent. It would be great to see Dustin Johnson win a major after being so close so many times.
Yeah.
John Brooks, president of Sportscast Productions, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's great. Enjoyed it.
Good. And well, I sure hope you'll be back next year.
We will.
Okay, good.
Take care.
Aloha.
All right. Okay.
Bye. We're going to talk with Mike May, Fit America Director of Communications. How would you like to use some of your, well, just pay for some of the health care costs, paying for keeping you fit rather than taking care of you because you've gotten sick from not taking care of yourself and being fit? Does that make sense? We'll be back right after this with Mike May. He'll explain everything. It's Fit America right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to have a great day. If you'd like to play a round of golf today, here's some tee times for you at Volcano, 11:28. Makalei has a 10:30. Hoipu Bay, Kauai Island Federation's getting out to play. 50 kids out and about and active and want to get you active. There's a 9:20 or a 10:50 at Poipu. At Kapolei, there's an 11:33, an 11:45, and a noon still open. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, gorgeous new greens, 9:50. Olomana has an 8:50 and a 10:53. Makaha East, a 9:30. Wailea has a 9:30, the gold course, and it's the ninth day after aeration on the emerald course. And after 11 o'clock, it's $70 for Kama'aina on the emerald course. Michelle Wee did a clinic for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association supporters. It was really great following her. That's when she developed her tabletop stance back, oh, I don't know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago? Time flies when you're having fun. Mike May, Fit America, Director of Communications. He's with us now to talk about Fit America. It's a nonprofit organization designed to combat the nation's inactivity and obesity crisis, improving the health of America by getting everyone off the couch and active. A movement for fit and healthy America. Welcome to the show, Mike.
It is a pleasure. I'd rather be in studio today, but I'll take the next best thing, which is the telephone.
Yes, well, yes. Next time you're in Hawaii, you'll have to come on in because there's lots of room. Yeah. I've got four chairs right here. Fit America has a really cool act that's being moved through Congress. It's the Fit Act, and this is a very, very great idea. I mean, this is a great idea. And it's gaining traction, and you were in Washington lobbying. First of all, tell us what the FIT Act is.
Well, it's common sense legislation. We're hoping to get it passed this year. FIT, P-H-I-T, stands for Personal Health Investment Today. And basically, and I heard your description in the lead-in, a lot of people have health savings accounts, medical savings accounts, where you can extract as much as $2,000 away from your salary pre-tax. So if you make $100,000 a year, you can take out $2,000, put it aside in a medical savings account. So you're taxed on $98,000. And with that $2,000 that most people are using these days for sick care expenses, medical expenses, negative expenses such as doctor copays, prescription drug costs, surgery, you can even use it for optical and dental expenses. With the FIT Act, we would allow you to take your physical activity expenses, for instance, golf green fees, because if you play golf, you're going to be active. You can also use your monthly health club memberships at LA Fitness or any health club, because if you join a health club, chances are pretty good that you're going to be active. And I always joke about myself. I'm self-medicated. I medicate myself with exercise. It's called running. It's swimming. I play rugby. I'm a basketball player. When I play golf, I like to walk. So that's how I stay fit and healthy. I don't rely on drugs, and I don't go to the doctor all the time because I'm not sick, because I'm healthy through activity. So it's why don't we reward people for being proactive with their health, proactive with their time? You can even use it for your children's youth sports registration fees for Little League Baseball. You can also use it if you're signing up to run the Honolulu Marathon or a 5K or a triathlon or something like that. So all things that you spend money on, sporting goods, equipment, again, green fees, lift tickets and skiing, all things that keep you active that you spend money on keep you out of the doctor's office. So let's give the general public the chance that you're reimbursed for those expenses on their health savings accounts rather than negative sick care expenses.
That's great. So golf instruction, pay to play.
Golf instruction, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not? Purchasing golf equipment. That could
If you're going to spend $1,000 on golf clubs, you're probably going to play golf. You're not going to just have them sit there in the garage collecting dust. And so it's, we have a website, passthefitact.org. And I highly encourage all of your listeners to jump on their computers and allow them to send an electronic letter to your two U.S. senators in Hawaii and your local congressman, whoever he or she may be at this particular time. So this is a chance for the state of Hawaii to jump on board the FIT Act. Again, passthefitact.org. And I can tell you, The power of these electronic letters to Congress is immense.
Really?
So,
A lot of people are skeptical about that. You say that you were on Capitol Hill lobbying. So what was the response?
Very positive. It was back on March 16th, a couple weeks ago. We had 100-plus people from the sporting goods industry, as well as a few known, few well-known athletes like Herschel Walker, Summer Sanders, the Olympic swimmer. We had Steve Garvey, the great L.A. Dodger baseball player, amongst other people. We had Pat LaFontaine as an NHL Hall of Famer. So when you get these people, these celebrities, in the congressional office, the congressman shows up, and it's how can you disagree with our legislation? We've got sponsors in both the House and the Senate. We've got real momentum, and it's a way to help reduce health care expenses by encouraging people to be, what, common sense, physically active.
Yes, Mike May is Fit America, and that's spelled P-H-I-T, Fit America, Director of Communications. Fit America was born out of, you know, I go back to when the Clinton Foundation and Humana were over at, in Palm Springs, and President Bill Clinton would come over during the championship that's changed names since then, name escapes me right now. But on Tuesday, he had this fantastic health conference, bringing together people from across the country, and the focus for him was obesity in children and the problem with type 2 diabetes. The fact that children are getting it, developing it, because it's not something you catch. It's something that happens inside your body if you're not active and you're not eating well. So his thrust was, let's do something about this healthcare crisis that we have. Our children are getting sick so soon, and we could prevent that. So it seemed like Fit America was a perfect, I don't know when you started, but it seemed to have come together at the same time. What was the impetus to start Fit America?
Well, it's really started with a lack of daily PE in schools. And our founder, Jim Baugh, who used to be the president of Wilson Sporting Goods, is the guy who really stepped forward in the industry and said, hey, guys, we have some issues with obesity that are connected to lack of physical activity that are rooted in the fact that we do not have daily recess and PE for all of our school children every day. We did when I was growing up in Indiana, and I'm only 54. We are not teaching our children how to be active. We have issues with the military right now, to take it in a different direction, with troops being fit enough at age 18, coming out of high school, wanting to go to boot camp, wanting to join the military, wanting to defend this country, and they're flunking out of boot camp because their bodies have never been exposed to regular exercise. What? They're very good with computers. They're excellent on their phones, but we need them to get out and move their bodies. And schools are a great place to expose children to the benefits of physical education, the fun of physical education, and how it can be a bug that you can stick with you the rest of your life.
Yes, exactly. And I remember recess. It was one of the favorite parts of my day.
Yep.
We're getting out of the classroom and we're going to go run because I got all this energy. And once you get the kids outside and having fun, they get into it, but they're so used to being on the couch in front of whatever screen it is they're in front of.
Yep.
So I understand why Fit America and the Fit Act is great for all of us. How can people get involved in Fit America?
Well, you can be an ambassador of Fit America. Therefore, you would agree to receive our twice-a-month news releases, which are chock-full of great information about the power of physical activity, the importance of the Fit Act, why we need recess in schools for our elementary school children. I encourage your viewers to go to fitamerica.org, P-H-I-T, America.org. It's amazing what's going on there. You know, one thing that people can do to help raise some money for Fit America is go to smile.amazon.com. When they use Amazon, you can actually pick Fit America to be your charity of choice so that like half of 1% of your purchase, so you spend $100, so half of 1% would be 50 cents, but if you spend more, it all adds up. That's going to be a donation from Amazon to Fit America, and people can do that without having to spend their own money. They just, when they do Amazon, they pick Fit America as their charity of choice, and Amazon does the rest. We have Mayor's Fitness Challenges, where we have cities who are inspiring and encouraging their residents to set aside 10 weeks and really dedicate themselves to healthy activity, healthy living, healthy drinking, healthy eating, and to see how you feel after 10 weeks. If you like the feeling after 10 weeks, you might stick with it for the rest of your life. Pick up the phone and call a local school and challenge them to, and share with them the information you get from Fit America about why we need recess and daily PE for all students. This is a cause that benefits all Americans. We have a national issue of inactivity. but it can only be solved locally. So Hawaiians, why don't you just focus on Hawaii and Honolulu and all those cities, and let's get our, you know, fortunately you live in a climate that's conducive to outdoor activity, but it's probably surprising how many Hawaiians are unnecessarily overweight, and it's because they're not being active. And, you know, we see Hawaii 5.0 and we see the people surfing and people running along the beach, but there's issues beyond the beach that, you know, we need to rectify. And so we're concerned in Arkansas, Alabama, Hawaii, Indiana, Florida, and that's why Pass the Fit Act is important.
Yeah.
There's so many areas that people can be an ambassador, encourage a school to do PE, jump on PassTheFitAct.org. Just talk about that issue. The more we talk about it, eventually we'll get so much momentum, you can't help it but lead a healthy lifestyle. If you're going to exercise, go out and run. Be visible. Be a living, breathing example to others and what can be done. Let's just start a change in our lifestyles and making sedentary behaviors the exception and not the rule.
Mike May is the director of communication. Can you tell? He's with Fit America.
I'm fired up, Danielle. I am fired up.
It's PHIT America. And you can go to, it is PassTheFitAct.org. PASS, the fit, PHIT, act.org. And that way you can get a letter to any of your Congress members and get this done. Because, again, let's close with what we're doing, the act, the FIT Act, that would put the money that, let's say you have the opportunity at your company, not all companies do, where your medical copays and other expenses are not taxed, and you can deduct X amount of dollars from your paycheck. And then at the end of the year, you put together all of your slips and you submit that and you get the money back. You could also then submit expenses for tea times. You could submit expenses for golf instruction or for your child's golf instruction. All of those things that keep your family healthy. And there's a cap on how much you could, of course, submit, depending on how much money you can withhold from your paycheck tax-free. But that's the idea, right?
It is, exactly. You've said it well, and it's common sense legislation, and that's why we're getting momentum. Both, it's a bipartisan issue. We're getting equal support from Republicans and Democrats. We have co-sponsors both from both parties and both houses, the Senate and the House. And so we're hoping to get this passed sometime in the last 6 months of this year. So with help from Hawaii, we can get it done.
See, now, the fact that it's being sponsored, it's the one thing that Congress can agree on.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for being on the show, Mike. It's a pleasure talking with you. Mike May, Fit America Director of Communications. Thanks for taking time out on your Saturday to be on with us. Aloha.
I'm now headed to the golf course, and I ran this morning, so I'm practicing what I preach.
Okay, so you play golf.
I do.
Who's your pick for the Masters?
Gosh.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, you can say a couple.
How can you not pick Jason Day? He's the hottest guy on the planet, and as long as he can remain healthy, I think he'll win.
Okay, and he's out. He's exercising those guys.
But my dark horse pick.
Okay,
is Brooks Koepka.
I applaud you, sir. I think that's very good. Although
I've known Brooks Koepka since the 3 days he came home from the hospital. I've been a friend of his family's forever. He grew up where I live in Wellington, Florida. I'm a big fan of his. He can hit it a ton. He's got a great short game. He's got great composure. He could do it. He was so look for Jason Day and maybe Brooks kept in a playoff, and you never knew who's going to win.
I love it. I think we've talked about Brooks together the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, he's a winner, and he's got great composure, and he's the real deal, and he's living his dream.
And thank you for, and say hi to Jim Baugh for me.
I will. Okay. And I'm living my dream being on your show.
Well, you're going to have to come here. We're going to have to get you into the studio. You'll have to come to Hawaii. Thank you, Mike May.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got a special friend who's coming on the show next. He's got an interesting take on For the Win in the USA Today newspaper, I should say, and it's difficult, or online. And his name is Luke Kerr-Dineen. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Hey, guys, I really want to give away something. Okay, the number is easy. It's like 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And Tafata Golf is a 60-day in-home training program. It was put together by some really fascinating people in Arizona. It's a new way, and it's endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly. A new way to look into the way you play golf, your body moves, how your mind embraces the game, okay? And how your mind and body connect to play the game. It's a complete path to learning and training your mind, your body, and your swing. So all you have to do is dial the number 808-296-5467. And if we get a winner for our Tafata Golf, then we can give away some Bridgestone golf balls. Bridgestone golf balls, Golf Digest, ranked number one. Bridgestone Golf. Check it out, okay? They did a hot list on golf balls. Go check out Golf Digest. However, I want you to go to another column that I find most amusing. It's called For the Win. And the writer and editor, USA Today Sports, is Luke Kerr-Deneen. He's with us now on the show. Welcome to the show, Luke.
No problem, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Your take on this is what just caught me, and I had to call you and say, would you please be on the show? Tiger Woods should absolutely not play in the Masters. That's the headline that made me reach out to you, Luke. And I saw that there's 2,000 shares?
Yeah, 2,200 shares by last count, I believe.
Right. Now, I also went through all of your columns and realized that, for some reason, a Tiger Woods column really gets them going. But also, by far, the most recent post that got the biggest response that I've seen so far, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie eating M&Ms and pouring a bag of them into the box of M&Ms and later explaining that it's easier handling the box than the bag.
That was a big story, Danielle.
I was a big 6.3 thousand shares just on Luke's page alone. What inspires you? I mean, for the win, I always think of, you know, your love of golf and your love of soccer, but you delve into all things.
Absolutely. So the way we describe For the Win, which is under the banner of USA Today, is that it's a social news site. So it's not straight hard sports news or straight hard culture news. Basically, it's the bits of news that people, that fans are talking about, that fans want to share with their friends and want to interact with. So if you're watching a game, we're not going to write a game story about that game. We're going to write an opinion about something that happened in that game. Or we're going to talk about how Chris Christie, the way he eats M&Ms while he was at that game. We're going to talk about the fun, buzzy, cool stuff that sports fans love to talk about. That's kind of the essence of what For the Win is in a lot of ways.
I got it. The two ferocious alligators fighting on the golf course.
Oh, yeah, I know. Alligators, it's terrifying thing. And, I spent a lot of time playing golf in South Carolina when I was growing up. And so I came numb to alligators a bit. You know, I used to see them all the time. And but, man, like, it's like catnip to people up north, like, who don't see them very often. They think they're like dinosaurs. It's basically just a reiteration of Jurassic Park movie every time I write about alligators.
Well, it is. They do look like dinosaurs. And then the one that sort of walks away and the other one follows. I thought, okay, is that fight over? Or are they just moving on to some other place to battle on? It's fun. Now, let's go back to the reason why I got to the Tiger Woods and called out to you, because I thought someone says, I feel it in my gut, Tiger Woods is definitely going to play at the Masters. Why? Why in the world would the man risk his entire future just to play this year at this Masters?
Yeah, I'm so with you, Danielle. It's one of these things that I think, when we're on Twitter or when we're following golf, we forget the context of things. I mean, Tiger Woods is 40, so he's not young, per se, in terms of a professional athlete, but he's still got potentially 10 years of golf ahead of him if he plays his hand correctly. Now, he has his back injury, but the only way he won't be able to use that time he has to his advantage is if he pushes it, which is what he's been doing for the past couple of years. He'll aggravate an injury, he'll get operated on, or he'll undergo surgery or something, he'll rush through his rehab, he'll come back, and then he'll re-injure himself again. And he has admitted as much recently, where he said that he's cost himself tournaments, playing in tournaments that he shouldn't have been playing in. He's been rushed back too early. And now it finally seems like Tiger Woods is starting to get the message that if he wants to be here for the long term, he can't rush this recovery. He needs to play it slow. So my article on Tiger Woods was essentially saying just that. I'm like, look, Tiger, I know you probably want to play the Masters because you're Tiger Woods, but it's just too risky. Like, you could play 8 Masters in the next 10 years. You won't be able to do that if you're rushing your rehab and you're constantly re-injuring yourself because you're being too aggressive in your comeback.
Yeah, you're not superhuman, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I couldn't help but also notice, I mean, the 1.1 thousand shares. Does Tiger just... It seems like people really need to talk about Tiger Woods, because when you do talk or write or whatever about Tiger Woods, everybody listens. Everybody shares. It becomes the most, your name gets out there.
Absolutely. I mean, Tiger Woods is one of those guys, like, you know, look, he may not be dominating golf day in, day out anymore, but he is still, in many ways, the face of golf. He's the headline of golf, the same way that a guy like LeBron James is still defined by someone like Michael Jordan, even though Michael Jordan isn't playing anymore. People are fascinated by Tiger Woods. They have forged memories of the first time they watched Tiger Woods do this or do that. And even though he's not at the top of the game right now, it's doesn't mean that people aren't interested in thinking about him and figuring out what's going on with him and peeking inside the mind of someone who is one of the greatest athletes of all time, not just one of the greatest golfers. It would be selling him short to be saying that. I mean, Tiger Woods, it's hard to understate his impact on sport. So I think it's fair game to be constantly talking about this the same way we constantly talk about Jordan Spieth, because in many ways, Jordan Spieth is defined in his relationship to Tiger Woods. I mean, you can't understand what makes a guy like Jordan Spieth great without understanding what makes a guy like Tiger Woods great.
Now, what do you see as the similarity and that between Jordan Spieth? Because I get irritated when people compare a player to Tiger. Tiger's won 79 times on the PGA Tour. He's 14 majors. He dominated for years. He'd enter a tournament and it was like, oh, either he's going to win or he's going to come in second. Actually, it was Tiger's going to win. And it was just waiting for him to make his move. I think that it does a disservice to the person you're comparing him to. And also takes away from Tiger's accomplishment. Hey, people, he didn't miss a cut. He's missed 11 cuts in his career. Hello, who can say that? So what do you think are the similarities between the Tiger Woods and the Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, and so I should clarify that Tiger Woods, in my opinion, in the modern era, is in a league by his own, right? Like, if Jordan Spieth continues this career that he has been put together so far, then maybe in 7 years we'll be able to talk about this Tiger Woods versus Jordan Spieth thing. But what I'm trying to say is that you can't understand what makes, you know, Jordan Spieth grew up watching Tiger Woods. So that's what I mean when I'm saying that you can't understand how good Jordan Spieth is without also praising how good Tiger Woods is. As far as similarities go, I think their games aren't really that similar in a lot of ways. I mean, Tiger Woods used to hit the ball, you know, drive the ball further than everybody else when he was in his peak. And Jordan Spieth kind of puts together, Jordan Spieth shoots scores in just different ways. You know, he doesn't hit the ball as far, but he kind of is a little more well-rounded. But I think where Jordan Spieth's similarities to Tiger in some ways happen is in his mental game, his outlook, the way he approaches golf course and the way he can pick them apart. I mean, in many ways, my favorite Tiger performance of all time was during that Royal Liverpool British Open he won. I forget which year it was now, where he hit one driver all week or something, but he just took apart that golf course systematically throughout the week, and it was astonishing. And then I watch a guy like Jordan Spieth, and he can do that when he's playing his best. I mean, the way he took apart Augusta National last year, he wasn't gaming the system. You know, he wasn't doing what Bubba Watson does and driving it over the trees in some weird line that nobody saw about. He was just executing every one of his golf shots so wonderfully and missing in the right spots and hitting it in the right spots. So to me, that was the first time that I ever looked at Jordan Spieth and was like, wow, like, that's where I can see the same outlook as I saw in Tiger Woods when he was in his prime.
Excellent. Yes. Gosh, you just hit it on the nose. By the way, I have school envy. You went to Columbia Journalism?
Yes. Yes, I did. Graduated in 2013.
That's the school I wanted to go to in the worst way. It was just outside my pocketbook.
I'm jealous of you, Danielle. You get to hang out in Hawaii.
I get to hang we're going to take a quick break. Can you hang out for a couple more minutes?
Of course.
Okay, Luke Kerr-Dineen, writer and editor, USA Today Sports, and his column is For the Win. It's FTW. FTW. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, congratulations, Donna, from Hilo. You won the TathataGolf.com code so you can go online for the program. That's very cool. We're going to call you. And now, the new Core-to-Core Technologies and Bridgestone's Tour B330 RX family, producing the best performing balls for amateurs? Indeed, tested against the top golf balls in the United States and around the world, Bridgestone's Tour B330s came out on top. Well, we've got some lady precepts, Bridgestone Golf lady precepts. I told you, if we got a winner for Tathata Golf, we would give away golf balls too. And the number is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We want the ninth caller. We may fudge a little because we only got about 8 minutes left in the show. So give us a call. 808-296-5467. We're talking with Luke Kerr-Dineen, writer and editor, USA Today Sports. For the win column, it's FTW. Luke, I was looking at one where you wrote on Twitter, "Losing is the new winning," which I can very much get on board with. And this was in a comment on Sam Weinman's tweet about talking with about Greg Norman about his book Win at Losing. Can you you posted the podcast? What was that all about?
So Sam Weinman, I should say, is my former boss. I came to USA Today from Golf Digest about almost exactly a year ago, and Sam Weinman was my boss there. And I was thrilled to see he just great guy, and he just put out a new book. It talks, there was an excerpt, I believe, in this edition of Golf Digest, and it's this really interesting take about how, you know, people tend to look at losing as this debilitating thing, but it's something that haunts you. When Sam has this take on it where he's saying, look, like, there are actually so many positives that you can take from losing. And if we bring it back to Jordan Spieth and we look at the way he lost in 2014 and then came back on the Masters in 2015, it lends credence to this idea that losing doesn't have to be the thing that you're just haunted by for the rest of your life. That if you deal with it properly and you engage with it in a certain way, it can actually make you far stronger. So I like that message. You know, I can get behind that message.
I like that. It's true. We're talking with Luke Kerr-Dineen, and he spells his name LukeKerr-Dineen. So Google it and then follow him on Twitter, because he has he shares a lot of great things. Like when Golf Week's Beth Ann, she wrote a story about Stacey Lewis. When Stacey Lewis was talking with somebody, everybody's like, what's wrong with Stacey Lewis? She's not winning. She's not winner. And she talked to the media during the ANA Inspiration before the event started and said, hey, my life's changed. I have, you know, I've met the man that I want to spend the rest of my life with, and my focus isn't exactly on golf right now. That was powerful.
Oh, it was so powerful, and such a great story from Beth Ann at Golf Week. And it's one of these things that Stacey Lewis, you know, I went to the U.S. Women's Open last year, and one of the many things I was struck by was just how much of a competitor Stacey Lewis was. That you could look across the whole spectrum of golf, and you would be hard-pressed to find a competitor as fierce as Stacey Lewis. And now she's just being remarkably open about this new outlook she has. And look, like, a lot of people like to use this as a stick to beat Tiger Woods with, for example. Like, he doesn't care about golf anymore. All he cares about is being a dad, and he doesn't put in the work. Like, yeah, good for you, Tiger Woods. Good for you, Stacey Lewis. Like, it's wonderful to see these athletes, be these fierce, successful, competitive athletes, and then, you know, have a change of outlook about things. So now Stacey Lewis has a new outlook, and golf isn't as big a priority. That's something that should be championed, that somebody not only has the bravery to stand up and be honest about this, but also that the people we can look up to in sport aren't just people who are machines. You know, they're humans with different emotions. I just thought it was a great story.
It is a great story, and it's great talking with you. I'm so glad you joined me on the show today, and I hope we'll have many more conversations.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Danielle. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is, and I thought I recognized that Luke Kerr-Dineen. He's at USA Today. I thought he was Golf Digest. USA Today Sports. Luke Kerr-Dineen, writer and editor for The Win, is the column FTW. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha.
Thank you.
We're going to be saying aloha to Gary Planos. His memorial will be held tomorrow at Hale Hokulani behind the second hole on the Bay Course between 3 and 5 p.m. Last weekend, I completely disengaged from the last week. I took some time off, and I was making Easter Sunday breakfast for my son, who was visiting, and my whole family, and we're busy, and I get a call out of Texas, and she never calls me. She texts me, and I thought, oh my goodness, what's happened? Something's happened in her family. And she says, what happened to Gary Planos? Well, he passed last weekend, and we got the word that tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., on the second hole of the Bay Course at Hale Hokulani, his memorial will be held. Thank you very much for being on the show with me this morning and sharing our mana together. We had a great day with Ron Syrak and Mike May and John Brooks checking in. Of course, you just heard Luke Kerr-Dineen checking in too. We're going to have a partly cloudy day, probably through the weekend, but scattered showers, windward and Mocha making it green, and some isolated showers on the leeward side. The high between 82 and 87, depending where you stay. Lows 68 to 73. I love the 68 at night. Northeasterlies to easterlies 15 to 20. Enjoy it this weekend. We've got some hazy skies coming next week. And then the northeasterlies come back, or we'll have some northerly winds, and it'll be nice sleeping weather. Thank you to the people who make this show possible. Without you, I would not exist. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, or your home project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. Creative plumbing. Whether you're a building or a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, you must call Creative Plumbing. You know, when the water's getting out of your pipes, you got to get it back in there. And I know I can't do it. I don't know what to do. And it's like, oh my God. Because it's got to be done right. You've got to call Creative Plumbing, because they'll not only fix your pipes, but let's say you're doing a massive project, a big renovation project. It's been there 40 years, and you get down into the bottom, and you go, my gosh, these are really old. They need work. They can do all of that, too. So they can do small projects, like fixing things for you in your home. They can do gigantic projects, like redoing an entire block. Okay, that's Creative Plumbing. And, of course, Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course, absolutely beautiful for golfers of all abilities. Don't be intimidated. Just tee it forward, okay? Tee it forward. You don't have to tee it from that exact spot. If you want to go in front of the tee box, 10, 20, 30 yards. It's okay. Just have fun. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. And they make it fun for you. There's the morning nine, the back nine that you can play, just the nine holes on the back, or you can do the seven-hole stretch, or you can do the three holes in the afternoon. It's all at Poipu Bay. Again, thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.